Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Now underway, efforts to deport thousands of undocumented migrants. For the first time, the government's using military aircraft to transport migrants back to their home country. And President Trump's new border czar, Tom Homan, tells ABC News they have plans to expand their efforts.
Look, I think we're in the beginning stages. We're bringing more resources into this operation. As a whole of government, we're going to have DOJ assisting us and elect the DOD piece.
Trump himself is in Florida today.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Bronson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Sam Decker. Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Stamps off another three. Booked it. Oh, my goodness. Don't wake him up. Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courtside at the Kohl Center, where the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. This is a five-game block for Wisconsin, four of which are on the road. The games in L.A. against USC and UCLA later this week at Maryland and at Northwestern. But on the home court today, as Wisconsin takes on Nebraska, a team that's 12-7 overall, 2-6 in Big Ten play. The Huskers, though, have dropped five in a row. However, four of those games were coulda, shoulda games here for the Huskers, so still a very formidable team. The Badgers 15-4 overall, 5-3 in Big Ten play. Their winning streak was snapped on Tuesday night in the two-point loss against UCLA. We're about an hour away from the opening tip. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard. We'll also hear from sophomore guard John Blackwell. But coming up first, as always, Jesse Temple of The Athletic. He's next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Did you know that 9 out of 10 Americans are sick of the divisions in our country? But there's one small step we can take to remember that we're still connected. All over America, strangers with different political views are coming together to talk about their lives, not politics, and discovering they actually have a lot in common. Because even if we don't see eye to eye, we can still talk heart to heart. So let's talk for a change. Learn more at takeonesmallstep.org.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Badgers pregame show, joined as always by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. I would imagine, Jesse, fans around here are still getting used to this, quote, new Badgers team, where it can score into the 80s, and that isn't necessarily enough. The nature of sports, though, right? A fairly little-used player, but he's not little. He's 7'3". Adai Mara has a big night. Wisconsin's done that to teams throughout the course of the year, but normally 83 points is plenty. But they just couldn't get any stops, really, against, in the second half against UCLA, and that was the difference of the game.
Yeah, UCLA ends up shooting better than 50%, which has never been on the board as a strategic move for Wisconsin defensively. And you mentioned Adai Mara. He ends up with 22 points and makes all seven shots from the field. And you're right. This is sort of the anti-Wisconsin Badgers that we grew up watching or became accustomed to seeing, is if you're going to score 83 points, you figure you'll win handily. And obviously UCLA scores 85. I'm not going to bemoan Wisconsin losing one or two games on this West Coast road trip, considering the Badgers had a seven-game winning streak. What they've been able to do is put themselves in very good position for the next 6-7 weeks by being in the upper echelon of the Big Ten.
One of the things they've avoided here, even in these losses, they've all been, you know, reasonably close games, or in the Big Ten, very close. The Marquette game was double digits. But you see Illinois getting drilled at home. Yes, they had one of their top players out due to illness. Other guys were limited. But I don't remember if we've discussed this or not. I know I've asked other people about it. It just seems like an unusual number of lopsided games where really good teams are on the wrong end of it. Is it just me, or is that actually a fact? Or at least do you see it the same way?
I think when you play 20 Big Ten games, they're not all going to be picture perfect, and you're not always going to put yourself in position to have a chance down the stretch, which is part of what I think has been so impressive about Wisconsin this season. You mentioned Marquette game notwithstanding, but the Badgers have given themselves opportunities. I know Nebraska, the team that Wisconsin is playing today, has not played particularly well of late, a five-game losing streak, but some of those have been really close, and then they go and play Purdue and get hammered and give up 100+. So some nights you just don't know what version of the team you're going to get. And at least for Wisconsin, you have a good sense that they're going to put themselves in position down the stretch.
You mentioned Nebraska. It marks the return of Connor Esigen. Those first 2 years as a Badger, really good as a freshman. Didn't play a ton last year. Better than 40% from three. I kind of taking a glance at some of the other transfers. AJ Storr has been rather quiet. He was good the other night for Kansas. Chucky Hepburn is having a really good year at Louisville, as that program turns around in a hurry. But with Connor, it does, as much as it might sting Badger fans, the fit down there, I think actually it would have fit well for him here too, but the fit down there, let it fly. And when he's hot, look out. And teams have played Nebraska have found that out firsthand.
Ultimately, this was the right decision for Connor and for Wisconsin, because he needed a place where he'd be able to showcase his shooting ability. And Nebraska likes to get up and down. Obviously, Wisconsin does too, but he's shooting the highest rate of his career. You mentioned 40+%, 41% from three. Last year was not the version of Connor that he knew he could be. He was only shooting 30%, really struggled to find a spot in the rotation, 7 minutes a game. And you look now, he's averaging 11.5 points per game, which is about what he was at as a freshman when he was thrust into a starting role at Wisconsin. So he had a 29-point game earlier this season, 22. He can get hot, but Wisconsin, I suppose the good news is they've got the scouting report on him because they know him very well.
And I think in a general sense, the veteran Badgers have the scouting report on what Nebraska as a program has done to knock Wisconsin off its tracks. It cost it a chance to win an outright Big Ten championship a few years ago. Last year, the big comeback in Lincoln. So we know what Nebraska hasn't done historically, such as win an NCAA tournament game. But they've been a real pain to Wisconsin, haven't they?
Sort of reminds me of Northwestern on the football side. But Wisconsin, I think, this is an important stretch for them. Obviously, you're coming off a loss. You don't want to lose two straight. You want to defend your home court. And Nebraska, certainly based on what we've seen of late, a very beatable opponent. But of course, just because you say that doesn't mean you're going to go out and do it. So Wisconsin has to go and execute, and I think they will.
He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. We'll take a break. More to come. Coming up next, our Badger Spotlight. As pregame coverage continues, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we make versatile, convenient, and all-natural sausage you can feel good feeding your family. I'm Lisa Karras, seventh-generation family member and Jones Marketing Director, and I'm also a mom, and I'm proud of our products. They go so well in so many recipes and heat up fast, which is helpful when you're juggling little ones. Plus, many of our ingredients are locally sourced, and we don't use any artificial ingredients in our sausage, which is why you'll find it in the freezer aisle. Jones, making breakfast better since 1889, and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time for our Badger Spotlight as we visit with sophomore guard John Blackwell, who's averaging 16.5 points per game. Even better in conference play, coming off a highly productive trip to Los Angeles. 28 points against USC, 23 more in Tuesday night's game against UCLA. Asking the difference, a very good freshman year, but even better now. What's been the difference?
More confident, just playing more and just like more confidence coming from my coaches and my teammates, and then you just get a good feel for the game and just get out there and play with the guys you love playing with. So it's just all fun to me. I'm just taking it all in, enjoying it. Obviously, I wish we could have won at UCLA, but we got another game on Sunday. That's the thing about the Big Ten. You play another great opponent the next day. So I think we're going to come out with a fire energy and just, you know, try to build off that loss.
Talk with your teammates recently, Kamari, about how much he worked on his shooting during the summer months, and obviously that's paying off. Was there one aspect of your game that you emphasized more than the rest, one or two maybe over the summer to get you ready for this?
Yeah, just try to be a consistent scorer. Obviously, we might need it down the stretch. Just trying to be able to create for my teammates and then myself. And then just being a leader. If it's not vocally, it's just through my play and how hard I'm going, how I'm talking on defense and stuff like that.
Yeah, you I was talking with Coach Gard about you. You're one of those guys, everybody likes to talk about it, but you want the ball in your hands in crunch time, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just confident in myself. And I just, like, if the blame's going to go to somebody, I'll take the blame. If I miss the shot, I'll take the blame. If I don't make the right read, I'll take the blame. And I'll just learn from it because I think I do good at that. Like, I learn from my mistakes. So, and I think the team trusts me with the ball at the end. I tried to prove it this summer, and obviously I couldn't prove it my freshman year. We had a lot more guys to go to, but just tried to prove it this summer and show that I want the ball in my hand.
You talked about the L.A. trip, and you guys got to do a lot of things. You were there for a while. It's kind of the nature of the Big Ten. The experience out there, you know, being able to, you know, go to a Lakers-Clippers game, go to the food bank, all that, were you able to embrace all that stuff?
Yeah, it was one of the best trips for basketball that I ever took. Even with the loss, it was just an amazing trip, just bonding with the guys, getting away from the cold, obviously, but we just enjoyed our time out there. It was, I don't know, it's a little bit different feeling when it's warm weather outside and you want to go play basketball, and when it's cold outside and you want to go play basketball. But, yeah, I mean, we think we learned a lot from that trip, and I think we've got hungry from that trip, and we've learned a lot. I think we learned a lot about our team. I mean, we kind of got the same guys from last year, but it's obviously a different dynamic to our team. We just learned a lot of what we got to do to win. So, yeah.
You find that out even in the trip to Greenbrier in West Virginia, last year in Fort Myers. When you're away from campus for a few days, there's a lot to be gained off the floor as well as on.
Yeah, of course, yeah. You can just gain way better relationships. I mean, you're with these guys now like 24/7. So, yeah, just relationship building that, and you're just having fun with your guys on these road trips. I honestly, to me, these are the best type of things when we're going away and we're playing two games on a road trip. I love that so much. You got to be locked in because you're going into sometimes hostile environments or neutral sites. And I just love it. I love when the Badger fans travel. Like, that's one of my favorite parts.
So, yeah. You hear that, right? Dude, a lot of Badger fans at SC and then UCLA, you really notice that, don't you?
Yeah, Badger fans do travel for sure.
One of the things that I got a kick out of watching a lot of you guys the first part of the trip when we were downtown, we're seeing the UFC competitors. Yeah, yeah. You big UFC guy?
I'm not a big UFC guy, but it was like, it was fun seeing those guys, see like who they like actually watch. And I'm on TikTok now looking at all these guys, and now I'm watching all these videos on the guys. I'm really interested in like the guys that are from Dagestan. They like the way they live life and the way they go about things is just amazing. You could like take it on the basketball court, like the discipline they have. Like, I'm not gonna tap out. Like, you're not gonna beat me. So, like, it's just a thing you can take on the basketball court. It's obviously interesting now, like, that I've seen him in person. So
I know Coach Chambliss is he really is knowledgeable. There's some of your teammates are really big into this too.
Oh yeah, John Tanji, he's a big one. The top three are John, Max Klesman, and Chris Hodges. Those are the top three, and then Steve is in that mix too. But yeah,
you got to be a little different, right, to be in that sport, because that is the ultimate one-on-one. You got to be different to do what you guys are doing on the basketball court. But that's just a different level there.
Yeah, that is a different level. But I mean, it's obviously a fun sport. It's a growing sport for sure in the U.S. right now. So. The next fight, I'll definitely be tuned in for.
It's Badgers sophomore guard John Blackwell. That's today's Badger Spotlight. The Notebook is coming up next as our pregame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Joe Montana here. In my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease. Are you 50 or older like me? The CDC now recommends vaccination against pneumococcal disease. Even if you're healthy, your age puts you at increased risk and over 6 times greater risk of hospitalization with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50. Schedule your appointment today at vaxassist.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Forgiveness education. A concept developed by Dr. Bob Enright at the UW-Madison more than 3 decades ago. He has developed curriculum to teach forgiveness to students K through 12. Course materials have been used in Northern Ireland, in inner city U.S. schools, and in Africa, with measurable success in the reduction of anger and a commitment to choosing forgiveness rather than hurt, anger, and resentment. If you're an educator, please investigate forgiveness education at internationalforgiveness.com.
As
As a student in high school, every day starts to feel the same. If I'm not taking notes in history class, then I'm writing an essay in English. Each day falls into the same routine, but when I go to my career and technical education classes, nothing there is routine at all. There is something new each and every day, whether it's something new we're learning or an exciting project my teacher assigns. The nice thing about technical education is that it's all hands-on learning, which is different from most classes. It doesn't even feel like I'm going to school with how fun and creative the teachers can be. Our classrooms range from a broadcasting studio for radio TV communication students to a medical training room for the health science program. My teachers aren't just assigning busy work, but lifelong information that I can use after high school. My teachers teach with a purpose, to show the knowledge and experience needed for a certain career. Career and technical education isn't just teaching, it's guiding. It's mentoring young students who want to learn firsthand from their mentor and role model. Go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE. Be part of the investment. Teach CTE.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Coverage continues from the Kohl Center, Wisconsin and Nebraska. We mentioned the Huskers come to town having lost five games, but four of them were certainly games that the Huskers could have won. And, you know, Butchie, we were talking about them earlier in the week. I know defensively they've slipped in recent games, but their body of work, it's been better on that end of the floor. And look, you don't have to be a longtime Badger fan to know that Nebraska has kind of been a little bit of a thorn here in recent years. So this is a tricky one here for the home team, I think, today.
Well, for sure. And you look at, you know, what they've done non-conference-wise, they've allowed 62 points. Conference, they've allowed 81. Like, so, I mean, that's the difference. Obviously, the competition increases a little bit more when it comes to that. It's really been the three-point line. In non-conference play, they gave up 30%. Conference play, they're giving up 37.5% from three. That'll be a big part of this game more than anything. But what they want to do so well and what they do is something Wisconsin also does. They get to the free throw line.
They do.
And they get there a lot. They have 21.6 free throw attempts per game. And that's a high, high number. And here's the other thing that's different than Wisconsin is most of their points come from two, right? 50-some percent, 50.3% is from two. That's a huge percentage when you look at what they do and how they approach the game. So I think that's where, if you're Wisconsin, you have to make sure you stay disciplined.
And on the flip side, about 43% of Wisconsin's points come from inside the arc, and that is one of the lowest percentages in all of college basketball. I think, too, Butchie, now more than ever, with an 18-team Big Ten, you got three teams you play home and home with, then it's seven home only, seven road only. Who you play and where? Nebraska's had to go to Michigan State. It's gone to Maryland. It has gone to Illinois. Has it been to Illinois? I know, but they've had Purdue. They've had Purdue and Michigan State and Maryland, on the road. So those are, Wisconsin will be heading to Maryland. Wisconsin played Illinois when Illinois was healthy. But, boy, that could really factor into your record as well. And I guess long way of saying all records are not created equally now.
Well, no, and I think that's kind of the reality of what our new is, right? Like, our new is that, and that's okay. But that's why you can't necessarily look at that. You have to more, and this is where the coaches, I think, Matt, that affects the fans more than it affects the coaches. Because when you look at the scout, you put on the film, and you realize, okay, Nebraska's lost five in a row. To the normal fan, oh, Nebraska's not good.
Mm-hmm.
The film, I've watched the last, no. Even though they've lost the last three games, mm-hmm. like, they've been all, I mean, that USC game that they played, the last one, they should have won the game.
Yep.
I mean, they gave up so many offensive rebounds to a team that it was dead last. It's the little things, and that's why you end up on the wrong side of it. Nebraska, I believe they've been in four or five late, one-possession games, and they've gone on the wrong side of that as well. So they've been in tight games, and this is one that, again, is so crucial to this Wisconsin team because you can't drop. You're seeing it throughout conference. You can't drop one of these.
Yeah, and you're trying to stay as healthy as you possibly can. I had Illinois in my mind because they're going to be without one of their top players. Tomislav Ivicic has mono, so he's going to be out for – he's already missed some time, is going to be out for an undetermined amount of time here moving forward. You mentioned the Maryland game, too. They lost to Maryland. That was a three-point game in College Park.
One thing Maryland does really well, and we'll get into those guys more later in the week, is they're really good at turning you over.
Yeah.
And Nebraska turned it over in spurts. And all you need, those like 2-minute segments where you get sloppy and it could cost you dearly.
Well, I had that game last year, Nebraska at Maryland, and they did the same. Nebraska did the same thing there too, is they turned the ball over at a high level there. So I think when you look at this game, there's a lot of things that are in play, but this team is a team that wants to get downhill. They want to get to the rim. And obviously the wild card is Connor Sejan too.
Yes.
There's a lot of emotion that comes with coming back. Connor's been playing really good basketball for Nebraska, coming off the bench doing those. So it'll be very interesting to see how this game starts.
Yeah, I'm talking to him a little while ago. Excited to be back. You imagine there were some nerves. I would guess that he would get a pretty good reception. He was a popular player here. When transfers come back, it's not always that way. It could be a little mixed, but I think he was somebody that fans here genuinely liked. And just watching their last game, I mean, boom, 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 hits three threes. He's streaky, and then he can miss a few after that. But if there's a road environment that he knows pretty well,
this is it. No question. Now, that last three he took with about a minute and a half left, that was not ideal.
No,
so
it was
that
not.
That was one that, again, with tight games, when you have things like that happen, it matters.
And as for the Badgers, they had taken some steps, positive steps, on the defensive end of the floor. It was a step backward on Tuesday night. UCLA with Sebastian Mack and Adai Mara. Mara, by the way, followed up Tuesday's performance with a really good game after that as well. But just try to get back to where they had been. Stick with their, the old line, stick with your process, because they have been getting better on that end of the floor. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. The way that they've guarded, the way that they've, made it very difficult on guys. When you look at what they've done in their losses or in their wins, they've held teams to 68 points, and the loss is 81.
There you go.
I mean, now, some of that is live ball turnovers. Mm-hmm. Some of it is the three-point line, the way that they've guarded that. So I think that's the biggest thing that I look at.
All right, that is your Badger Notebook. Stay with us. More to come as our pregame coverage continues here at the Kohl Center. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired from medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement-ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Badgers are born brave. They're not a-
afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Courtside at the Kohl Center, the Wisconsin Badgers on the home floor today taking on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Huge game here as the Huskers trying to snap a five-game losing streak. The Badgers fell to UCLA by a bucket on Tuesday night, but as they enter play today, the Badgers are still in that group of the top four of the Big Ten, which is where you would like to be at minimum. Going into the conference tournament, the Badgers are 5-3, but right behind them are Maryland, Illinois, UCLA, Oregon, and Indiana. Still not quite at the halfway point of the Big Ten season, Brian Butch, but this is huge. You stay in that top four, that's not the worst neighborhood to be in.
No, not at all. That's exactly where you want to be with the way that kind of season's gone to. Now, there's a lot of still moving parts ahead of this Wisconsin team. And I know it's our job to talk big picture. It's their job to stay focused on the one game ahead, and that's right now in Nebraska. And I think that's where it's at. I love the way that John Blackwell has played this year so far, especially since the new year, most importantly. He's scored the ball at a really high level, and I just think he's taken over more than anything. So he's averaging 21.3 in January. Like, it just seems that he's been the calming effect when things have gone south.
No doubt. He was terrific in L.A., 28 against USC, 23 on Tuesday night at Pauley Pavilion, going 10 of 12 at the free throw line. The Badgers hit 15 threes in that game, but just could not string together stops against a talented UCLA team that looks like it is rounding back into form. About a half an hour away from the opening tip, we'll check in with head coach Greg Gard. Presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger Shoot Around.
Pre-game show continues at the Kohl Center, joined by head coach Greg Gard. And for those who are going to be in the arena or catching it on television, we are in the suits and sneakers portion of the season. And I got to say, these are especially cool. Looking down at your sneakers right now, some children who are battling cancer helped design all this, right?
Yeah, they did. We were able to spend a couple hours over at the Children's Hospital a couple weeks ago and got to meet all the staff, got to meet the kids that were in charge of their specific shoes. And Emmett designed mine, so he was hard at work at them, just wrapping them up when I went into his room. And they look good, they feel good, so hopefully we play good.
They look good, play good, as they say. That's the, and we've talked about this on other platforms, on other media platforms, but the platform you all have as coaches, as players at Wisconsin, this is something that for a long time people here have taken a lot of pride in. And the players get a lot out of this, don't they?
They do. You know, whether it's Children's Hospital visits or, as we've talked about, the food bank activity out in California, you know, our players are, they have great respect, great perspective, I think, of what real life, because sometimes the world we're in isn't real life from day to day. And you know, we've got really good people in our program, and it starts with our young men in the locker room. And they did an awesome job at the food bank last week, and they did an awesome job when we went to the Children's Hospital a couple weeks ago.
It was interesting. I know you were talking with the media a couple of days ago. I was chatting with John Blackwell and John Tanji about the recent trip, and it's the new Big Ten. The road trips are sometimes longer than others. Obviously, everybody wanted to win two games, but Blackwell said this was maybe as good a trip as he's ever been on for basketball. To just, you know, being together, extended period. On the one hand, people go, wow, this is tough. Yeah, maybe not so much.
No, it's not. No, I mean, it's not. There's a lot of other things that are much tougher that they're going to have to encounter in life than a six-day road trip to the West Coast to play two basketball games. So they have good perspective. We needed to play a little better in the back half of that second half against UCLA, but give them credit. They made some shots, and we couldn't stop them from making shots at times or putting them at the free throw line. But, you know, just like every other game that we've had that hasn't gone our way, you learn from it, you hope to improve from it, and you got to move on to next really quick.
All right, Badgers in a stretch now, 4 out of 5 on the road. This is the home game today with Nebraska. We'll talk more about this afternoon's matchup or conversation presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know, I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Hey there, Badger fans. This is Xavier Amos, forward for Wisconsin men's basketball. We are ready to elevate our game to new heights, and we want you to be a part of the action. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. You'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
It's the Badgers and Nebraska here this afternoon. You look on one hand, Nebraska's dropped five in a row. You dig a little deeper, four of them are right there. So you guys never get too wrapped up on win streaks, losing streaks, or whatever. They're still a pretty formidable team.
Yeah, they are. And you look, you know, how they started the year. They won at Creighton really handily, won the tournament in Hawaii they were in. And like you mentioned, they, you know, they've had five here in a row, other than the Purdue game, which Purdue played out of their minds, which sometimes happens at Mackey. And I think Michigan found that out Friday night. They have been. They've been one-possession games. They had a chance to tie it at Maryland, a one-possession game with Rutgers at home. So, yeah, they've been right there, you know, and they have done a lot of good things. And we got to make sure they don't find those last possessions here today, knowing that, you know, we'll have our hands full with Bryce Williams and with Juwan Gary and obviously Connor Asijan and Andrew Morgan inside, a transfer from North Dakota State, even though he comes off the bench, has been very impressive in what he's done. So, yeah, it's a good team that you know, won in November and December and is trying to find themselves a little bit here in January.
We talked a lot about your program and some things that you've done, the evolution of what's going on the floor in terms of X's and O's. With the Nebraska, people talk about like NBA concepts out there with what Fred Hoiberg does both ends of the floor. Is there something to be said for that?
I think it's basketball concepts. Yeah. I don't know if it's really owned by the NBA. I mean, it's primarily a lot of five out, you know, and some ball screens and some stagger actions and, you know, just reading and playing out of it. You know, they'll play in transition when they can, but they're also not afraid to grind a little bit in the half court. So, I think just conceptually trying to, much like what we do, maximize and utilize the space on the floor, spread people out, put your best players in the best positions that you can, and put a lot of pressure on the defense.
This is the first game back with the semester, so Area Red's back, got some student section going here today. That's never a bad thing. Might have a little bit extra juice in them.
Yeah, they were lined up this morning, so hopefully they're ready to go. I know they're excited to get back in here and sold out today, so it's obviously awesome to see all these fans back here at home.
I know in a general sense Michigan State has yet to lose in the conference, but this league, the depth of it, and I guess this goes back to last year, the year before, so on and so forth, everybody's capable on any given day.
They are, and I think you look at yesterday's, and even looking across the country, I think I saw six ranked teams lose on the road. So, you know, obviously the one here in our league with Oregon going to Minnesota, but you know, I think everybody that's in this league and has been around it understands the parity that's involved. And, you know, the four extra teams from the West Coast just made us deeper. That's all it did, and mm-hmm. made it life a little more difficult no matter where you play.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Garb. We'll look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see say for each other.
I see say because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report suspicious activity to local authorities. If you see something, say something.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time for a look around the Big Ten, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. Game in progress. About 5 minutes left of the first half at Assembly Hall. Maryland leading the Hoosiers 32-28. Later today, Northwestern on the road in Champaign against Illinois. Yesterday, though, Butchie, we were messaging each other. How about the Gophers? They've caught a little fire here in the last few days.
I think they're going to want me back to call some games, for crying out loud, because it started with the half-court heave from Dawson Garcia against Michigan. But the way that they've responded, I mean, that was a team that was dead. I'm just
they were
completely honest. Like, nobody thought they'd win a conference game. That was the conversation heading into it. They're not going to win it. When's the next available win, a lot of people said. Now they've put it together against two ranked teams in Michigan and Oregon. Like, they're playing good basketball, and it starts by sharing the basketball. Like, they are moving the basketball really, really well, and some of their transfers are actually playing to the level that they expected to.
Yeah.
And I think that's the biggest thing when you look at that team.
Credit them. They basically gift-wrapped one to Ohio State. Wisconsin pulled away in the second half, and you're right, going, man, where are their wins going to come from? Well, they've won three in a row. The Spartans remain unbeaten. Went to Madison Square Garden, took down Rutgers 81-74. Their schedule, though, you look at it big picture, it's backloaded. They've got a lot of really tough games ahead, don't they?
Well, they do, and Wisconsin's one of those, too. So that'll be a great game when it gets there, too. But overall, it is. It's backloaded. And that's why a game like this for Wisconsin is so important. You have to win the games, especially at home, but then the ones that you're supposed to win.
Yep, Badgers trying to get to 6-3 in Big Ten play and looking for win number 16 overall. That's our look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, we'll get Butchie's keys to today's game. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we make versatile, convenient, and all-natural sausage you can feel good feeding your family. I'm Lisa Karras, seventh-generation family member and Jones Marketing Director, and I'm also a mom, and I'm proud of our products. They go so well in so many recipes and heat up fast, which is helpful when you're juggling little ones. Plus, many of our ingredients are locally sourced, and we don't use any artificial ingredients in our sausage, which is why you'll find it in the freezer aisle. Jones, making breakfast better since 1889, and a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans, basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
A Badgers pregame show rolls on at the Kohl Center, Wisconsin and Nebraska here this afternoon. Time for Butchie's keys to today's game.
I think the first thing has got to be transition. When you look at how they have to guard Nebraska, you can't give them easy baskets. Next, points in the paint. When you look at Bryce Williams, Juwan Gary, both those guys want to score the paint. Bryce Williams has 24% of Nebraska's points, so he's going to get there, wants to get there. Juwan Gary is coming off a career-high 27 points against USC, and all that was from the paint. So they've got to control that. I think defensively, they need to stay aggressive. When Wisconsin wins, all right, defensively, they're averaging only 10 assists. When they lose, they're giving up 15 assists. What does that mean? That means that when they lose games, they're not attached as five, and the offense for the other team is able to pick the defense apart. Can't allow that to happen. It's one of those, because they got too spread out against UCLA.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so important in this game as well. Stay tight. Nebraska's not a great three-point shooting team. Last thing, offensively, three-point line is crucial. Over this losing streak, Nebraska's averaged, or has given up 10-plus threes. They have to continue to do that. Wisconsin's got to knock down some threes.
All right, Badgers coming off a game where they were 15 of 30 from the three-point line against UCLA. See if they can carry that over into this afternoon. Those are your keys to the game. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original Badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the Badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Time for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Cameron Hunter continuing his rehab, if you will, from the injury suffered a little more than a week ago, going through some pregame drills. He's here, but not in uniform here this afternoon. Everybody else up and running for Wisconsin for this matchup against the Huskers, and that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. First for Nebraska, Fred Hoiberg. In his sixth year at the helm, he's shaken up the lineup a bit. We'll get to that. His starting five made up of Berka Büyüktuncel. He is a 6'10 sophomore from Turkey, averaging 7 points, about six rebounds a game. Andrew Morgan getting a start here today, 6'10 senior from Minnesota. He's averaging 8 points, 4.5 rebounds a game. He's a transfer from North Dakota State. Juwan Gary, a fixture for this Nebraska team, 6'6 senior out of Columbia, South Carolina, 12.5 points. 4.5 rebounds per game. Bryce Williams, a 6'7 senior out of Huntersville, South Carolina, at 18.5 points per game, 3.7 rebounds, 2.5 assists, and making his first start this season and his second career start for the Huskers is the coach's son, Sam Hoiberg, 6 foot junior out of Lincoln, Nebraska. Now he plays better than 18 minutes a game, but he's in the starting lineup for the first time in a couple of years here this afternoon, averaging 3.3 points and 2 rebounds per game. For the Wisconsin Badgers, same five as usual. Stephen Crowell, 7 foot grad student from Eagan, Minnesota, 10.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists. Nolan Winter, 6'11 sophomore from Lakeville, Minnesota, 10.5 points, 6 rebounds a game. John Tanjay, 6'5 grad student out of North Omaha, Nebraska, 17.5 points, 5 boards. Max Klesman, 6'4 senior from Nina, 10.5 a game. And John Blackwell, rounding out the starting 5, 6'4 sophomore out of Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, 16.5 points, 4.7 rebounds, and 2.5 assists per game. Wisconsin leads this series through the years, 22-17, but Nebraska has had Wisconsin's number here of late. The Huskers winning 3 out of 4, including about a year ago when they last met, when Nebraska on the home floor rallied from 18 down early in the second half to defeat Wisconsin in overtime. Stay with us. The opening tip, Wisconsin and Nebraska. It's presented by Odyssey Brands. The tip is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining built Ford tough, and never settling for second best. But what's really made Ford F-Series the number one selling trucks in America is you. Ford F-Series, built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2024 calendar year total sales.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health, remarkable.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Now to Max for 3 in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klesman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Low on the left, lifted it in off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards. Save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger Basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Center in Madison alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. Big Ten action here today on the home floor is the 15-4 Badgers, 5-3 in league play, taking on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. They are 12-7 overall, 2-6 in conference play. They come to town having dropped their last five outings. Before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
We've talked about challenging challenging stretches to a schedule. Everybody deals with it. The Badgers are into that mode right now, a five-game block, four of which are on the road. They got a split in L.A. Later this week, they'll be at Maryland and then at Northwestern. Every game is important, but this is one you talked about it, Butchie. This is one you really need to get if you're Wisconsin. Get back on track, play the way you're capable of playing, and get to win number six and stay as high in these Big Ten standings as you possibly can.
I think that's the most important thing. When you look at trying to stay in the top four of the league, you have to win your home games. Well, this is a home game. This is an opportunity for you against a team that is extremely, and I mean extremely, desperate. Nebraska, like you said, has lost five in a row. Here's the thing. They're 2-6. That means if the league was going to end today, they're not going to Indianapolis for the Big Ten tournament. This team's too good not to be at the Big Ten tournament. So there's a lot of desperation there for Nebraska, and I think that's where Wisconsin has to match that early and often in this game.
This thing with Nebraska, if you look at Fred Hoiberg's record, it's not going to wow you at all, but you have to consider what he entered into there, just trying to get a program that's still looking for its first NCAA tournament victory. They got in last year. They're going to try to get in again this season, but you know they've had signature wins throughout his tenure. And you know, you go to Omaha, you beat Creighton, as this program did back in November. That's going to get attention. Beating UCLA is going to get attention. They had 120 straight on the home floor until the last couple of games where they were unable to win those. But Butchie, we look at Nebraska, of the five games they've lost, four have been gettable. You look at the three conference losses Wisconsin's had, and they've all been gettable, right? They've been right there.
I mean, and that's the thing when I look at this Wisconsin team. Yes, they have three conference losses. But overall, how it's happened, they've all been really close. They've all been really gettable. And I think that's the biggest thing that I look at with this team is by no means with those three conference losses do you feel like they're out of the game. And I think that's the identity of this team is even if it is a big lead, they're going to find.